Welcome to Stir the Nation. On this episode of the podcast, we talk about Boy Scouts and obtaining an Eagle Scout. We talk about Hannah Montana, who just hit the Twitter trending topics. Roy's Gmail has been hacked, and we talk about passwords. Change and motivation come up. And Roy has a fabulous rant at the end of the podcast on charities. It's all coming up on this episode of Stir the Nation. And as always, you can contact us by phone at 443-494-9797. And our official website is stirthenation.com. Welcome to Stir the Nation. This is episode 14 for July 12th. It's a Monday. I'm Tyler Miller.
Oh, this is the poem supposed to say my name. I'm Roy Naeem.
And I'm Jacob Kirk.
Guess what? We have Jake back.
Yay.
My surprise celebrity over there.
It's been so long.
I know.
We have so many things to talk about. Before we get to those, though, actually, yeah, tell us about Scout Camp.
Oh, I mean, there isn't a lot to tell.
What do you mean there's not a lot to tell?
No, I knew
that was coming.
No, there is a lot, but mainly what you do, you just go there and you do a lot of merit badges, you meet people, and,
How many badges do you got?
How many do I have, right, like, all together?
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm not sure. A lot.
A crap ton, because you're close to your eagle, aren't you?
Yeah, there at Scout Camp, I got a partial from my last eagle requirement.
Oh, wow.
So, I'm getting there.
Very soon.
Very close. Very
then
soon.
Hold on one second. Let's explain this. No.
I know where this is going.
All right.
Let's first ask the first question. The first question is, what's the big deal about becoming an eagle?
Oh, you could put it on your resume.
Oh,
that's
so
a big... That's a big deal.
How many eagles are out there?
I'm not sure. I'd have to find out.
Uh-huh, but it's pretty exclusive club.
Like, there's only like a little percent here.
I'm looking it up right now. How many Boy Scouts actually become Eagle Scouts? Not every boy who joins a Boy Scout troop earns the Eagle Scout rank. Only 5% of all Boy Scouts do. This represents more than 1.7 million Boy Scouts who have earned the rank since 1912.
How many?
1.7 million since 1912.
Oh, wow. That's really nothing.
And it's not easy in any way to get it. So, I mean, it's not like you can just go... Join Scouts, be in it for like a month, and get it.
Hold on, Jake. Were you one of those people that sell cookie at my door? Jake?
Did he go?
Jake!
Oops. We lost him.
Oh, man. Right when I was asking the peak question.
He went off of Skype for some reason. But I mean, no, because I used to be in it, as we talked about, but as much as I know, it's a really prestigious thing to become an Eagle Scout because... you know, not very many people get to that rank. It takes, you have to get every merit badge, you have to do community service, you have to be inducted into this, this thing, I can't remember what it's called, but you have to do a lot to get it, and I know it's not easy. And we're still trying to get Jake back on.
You noticed, by the way, I will put this out there today. This morning, for the first time in maybe a while, I don't even know how long, I turned on the TV.
And it's not World Cup?
And that's what I mean. That was not sport related or World Cup related.
I saw a trending topic on Twitter saying, so once the World Cup leaves, all we get are trending topics based on celebrities. I'm like, yeah, that's true. It's going to happen.
So anyways, I turned on the TV this morning for the first time in ages, and two things. I was just watching, not even 10 minutes. First, I was watching Jerry Springer. And I was like, wow, like, this guy is still on?
I know. Like, yeah, he is.
I was like, and then I'm totally convinced that everything is staged.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, he was actually named, believe it or not. Forgot whose book, but one of the top 100 people who are ruining America.
I believe that. Who's the number one?
Oh, God, I forgot the name of the book. I'm sure the number...
Jake's back.
Yep, I'm back.
person who...
So we're talking about the number one person who's ruining America.
No. Oh.
The number... man, I forget. The guy, book who writes, he wrote a book about people destroying the top 100 person who's ruining America.
Jerry Springer's on that list, by the way, Jake.
Okay.
Just FYI.
Wait, is there a list? Where's the list?
Top.
Where?
Roy said he found it in a book.
Oh, it's a big book. The back. The name of the book is 100 People Who Are Screwing Up America.
That just gets to the point.
Yeah. I never got the book, but I know people who got it. I mean, it's quite interesting who's on it. That is definitely quite interesting who's on it.
Number one is Michael Moore.
Yep. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
That is.
That's interesting.
So, we were talking about... What was his name again? I just forgot his name.
Jerry Springer.
Yep.
I know, so I was watching that first...
He's number 32, by the way.
Oh, so there you go. Where's that list, by the way?
I'll send it to you in chat, and then I'll link it up in the notes as well.
Because I'm trying to find that list.
Yeah, there you go.
Philosophy. Here we go. Let's see what comes up. Anyway, Michael Moore, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. This is actually definitely coming from a leftist, from a rightist.
Is it?
I mean, just seeing the first few names already. Like, even though I'm on the right, but this is, like, way to the right.
Have you seen number 23? The Unknown American Terrorist.
I'm trying to see any big... Jerry Springer is 32, yeah. Al Franken, wow. 37. Bubba Walter. Okay, this is why I was about to say what I was about to say. Let's see what else is going on. Eminem, I knew Eminem is up there. Michael Savage is up there. Okay, then maybe it's not so much to the right. I'm looking through anyone else. Michael Jackson.
Really?
Number 90. And that's basically from the famous people that I know, at least. Anyway, so I was watching Jerry Springer for a couple of minutes, and I was like, gosh, this is horrible, you know? And then I turned it, and the next channel was The View, which is Bob Walter. And I started cracking up, because even though these are four women, I'm like, I so belong in that show. You know? I would have just a great time fighting it out and debating over them.
Anyway, that would be kind of fun.
Oh, and the reason why I was bringing it up, because they were using Skype. Barbara Walter had a heart surgery, and they Skyped her in. And I thought that was interesting, because people used to do satellite TV, you know, just like put your camera there. But now everyone is using Skype to connect to what do you call it, to...
each other?
Each other.
Obviously, I'm sure Skype is paying for this, but still...
Right.
You know, I mean...
Everyone needs to stop using Skype so we don't keep losing Jake.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jake, back to you. So, were you one of those people that knocked on doors to sell cookies?
No, definitely.
Really?
Not.
You didn't have
to? No, wait. Okay, isn't Girl Scout cookies and Boy Scout popcorn?
I
always sold popcorn.
Are you serious? I've never sold popcorn.
I never sold cookies.
I've never ever sold anything. Oh, not anything, but I haven't sold any cookies or popcorn. Okay. So.
Oh, so there's not like a merit badge for that? For selling cookies?
I don't think so.
No, not for selling. I mean, you get, if you sell a certain amount of crap, you get prizes, which just break.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's not for anything big.
No, not unless you sell like a million pieces of chocolate,
and then you get a big prize, which still eventually breaks.
Yeah. So Jake, once you become Eagle Scout, is that like you can now go to Navy SEAL?
Well, I don't know.
That it just kind of means that you're the ultimate Boy Scout.
Pretty
the
much.
Ultimate, the ultimate, I guess, kind of maybe male American. Because you follow, you know, the laws of whatever, I can't remember what they are, but you follow all of those. you do a bunch of, you know, community service stuff, so you're like a, you know, you're a good, faithful citizen. So, that's just what I remember from Scouts.
Hold on. So give me like 2 or 3 examples of Boy Scout things.
Of what? What do you mean by
like,
that?
Like, how could you get a badge? Doing what?
Oh.
Well, you can do the swimming rare badge. I like that one. It's where
what is
you,
it? What is it?
The swimming rare badge.
What do you do for that?
you dance.
Yeah, you dance.
No, you swim.
No, seriously, what?
No, you swim. You swim and you do different like activities, kind of. One of them is you have to pretty much, you know, you get shorts on and then you get pants on, shirts on, you know.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and then you basically take off your shirt and pants with your shorts on, obviously, and then you blow them up and you float and you float with the blown up pants and shirt, and you have to like float back and forth. And it kind of sounds easy in a way, but it is.
It's not.
It's not easy at all.
Hold on. Okay, fine. So I have to swim next.
Okay, I had to do one. I did one once. I got a merit badge without even knowing it. And when you go to scout camp, you have, you go to like different activities and stations every day. At least I did. And, so one of those is rifle shooting.
Oh, I like that one.
I love it. So I was just, you know, shooting my rifle, having a great old time, and they say, put your guns down and go out and pick up the piece of paper you're hitting. So I did, I came back, and one of the leaders was like, he's like, let me see that. So I handed him my paper, and he like yells out, does anyone have a quarter? And people are just like, sure, here you go. So he put it down on my piece of paper, and apparently I had hit, maybe it wasn't a rifle, because those are really big shots. I think it was maybe like a BB gun, maybe, no, it wasn't that. What was it? I don't even know. It was some type of gun. And nonetheless, I somehow, without trying, got like 6 shots within the area of a quarter. So that was considered a merit badge type thing because I had that much accuracy.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And I didn't even try.
So basically, I was just shooting. Tyler, you're challenging me to a shootout.
Yes.
Yes.
An old Western shootout.
I'm a pretty good shot.
Okay. I have a mean horse. I'm gonna drive to New York, and it's going down. I'm gonna buy a Western hat, and some boots.
Okay. So Jake, here's my thing. So here I am. Okay. I am gonna do the following. On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and to my country. And to obey the scout law.
Did you read that from a website?
To help other people at all times to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake,
and morally straight.
Am I now a Boy Scout?
No.
Why not?
Okay, isn't there an age limit? Me and Roy and I had this conversation a couple times.
I think
there's an age limit, right, Jake?
18, I believe.
Exactly.
So yeah.
That's it? My life is screwed?
Yeah, it's 18.
No, seriously, there's no way I could become a Boy Scout now?
I told him he could become a leader,
yeah,
but he didn't take that.
You can't become a Boy Scout.
So what you're can I want to do something now. Tell me.
what do you want to do? You want to become a Boy Scout?
I'll become an Eagle Scout. I don't need to do the Boy Scout part.
I don't think you can become an Eagle Scout.
So my life at the Scout is over. Is that what you're saying?
Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to find all the requirements you have to do to be an Eagle Scout. Once I find those, I'm going to put them in a list, and Roy, I'm going to send it to you.
You know what? Screw the organization. I'm going to become my own Boy Scout.
You
can't. Tyler, you do that. Put a list together of all the badges, and I'm going to do it on my own.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. We're gonna be your leaders, and we're going to help you through this.
You know what? I'm going to do it on my own. Okay? If it requires me swimming and blowing my pants up, I will do it. And then I'm going to change the Boy Scout oath and make my own.
Oh, wow. I don't...
No.
I really want to see how this is going to develop.
Seriously.
And the Boy Scout law. Here's the Boy Scout law. You have to be trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty. What the heck does that mean? what is thrifty?
Like resourceful?
You mean I have to be cheap?
Sometimes.
No, I'm not. Obviously, do less with more. Obviously, whatever. But
it means careful and diligent in the use of resources.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. I do that. I don't put on the AC. I'm green.
And mindful of the future and spending money, I guess. So you're careful with money.
Okay.
There goes the $6,000 Ted.
Brave, clean, and reverent.
Did you read that?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I made this up on my own? I know.
No.
Jake, you should know those laws.
Huh?
You should know those laws.
Oh, yes, I know the law.
Hold on, Jake. What's the motto?
Be prepared.
Constant vigilant, as Mad-Eye Moody was saying in Harry Potter. And the Boy Scout slogan?
Do a good turn daily.
What does that mean?
It means, like, do a good... I don't know.
It means do a good turn daily.
Yeah. That's exactly what it means.
It's basically, when I read that, the first thing that went in my mind is like, when I'm sleeping, turn around and don't wake up.
Okay.
Oh, I think it means to every single day be courteous to everyone you encounter and at least do one good thing.
Yeah, that's what it means. Do at least
whether that's carrying the groceries for an 80-year-old or opening a door for a person that's trying to lift a couch out of their house.
Uh-huh.
Do a good thing.
Okay, so basically, that's my first thing becoming. This part seems easy so far. Hold on, and I have to get a whole uniform. Are they gonna be able to sell it to me, or I have to like?
You can get the scout uniforms in like stores.
Oh, so
yeah,
I don't
just go to.
Become,
no, don't you don't. You just get a. Just go to a. Do go. Just go to a scout store.
Okay, I'm gonna do this. This is no joke, by the way.
No, we believe you.
I'm gonna actually do this. I'm gonna. How long does it usually take for a Boy Scout to become an Eagle Scout?
Oh, well, it takes at least a year at like the least. I think it takes a lot.
Why does it take a year though?
I think it takes more like 2 years because there's some things you have to. There's some like Eagle requirements, you know, Eagle, you know, merit badges that take a long time.
Like, for example?
Like, let's say, personal management. You have to track your, you have to track, like, how much money you're spending and how much money you're making for, I don't remember how long it is, but it's for a while.
That's not a big deal. Okay, so I'll be the fastest Eagle Scout member in the world.
No, you actually have to like track it for a while.
I will. So basically, I will become the fastest Eagle Scout member in the world.
Sure. Are you starting today?
Well, first you have to put me the whole thing. I don't know how to start, but I just like, you know, I feel like I should get knighted or something first, you know, to become a scout, like, you know, with the sword. By the way, it's my dream to become knighted, but that's a side point. But yeah, I really want to do this.
Okay.
I really want to know why can adults become Boy Scout? Or adult Scout, for God's sake.
I'll send you something. Just a sec, let me.
I'm gonna do this.
Okay. As you do that, let's move on. Let's talk about, real quickly, Twitter trending topics.
Oh, you mean that wasn't the main topic today?
No, we have a lot of stories today, actually.
Oh, here, she just sent me something about the answers. Yahoo answers. How long does it take? Oh, okay. You see, I don't need to do this. I am gonna do it very quickly. You'll see.
It's not possible.
No, he'll make it possible.
I'll make it possible, Jake. Okay? I'm known to do the impossible.
See, so there's a merit badge for computers. So you're not gonna do okay on that one?
Oh, you have to get all the badges? Well,
no, you don't. You only have to
get...
No, you don't. No, you don't have to get all of them. You only have to get, like, the Eagle Required in a... Let me find out how many Eagle Required there are.
You send me all this information, I'll put it together, and I'm going for it. Ladies and gentlemen, Queen Elizabeth will officially announce me an Eagle Scout. Anyway, on to trending topic. Go ahead.
Oh, I don't even know where to go from that. So one of the trending topics is Hannah Montana Forever.
Is that
I don't know how that came about.
I'll tell you.
The
best of both worlds.
That sounded exactly like her.
I know, right? The first episode of Hannah Montana final season just aired on Disney Channel Sunday, July 11th.
Seriously?
Yeah. So because Hannah Montana.
Miley is going on hiatus because she wants to change her image.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's too cute and fluffy right now. She wants to get more rebellious. And no, I really don't think she's hot or cute. I just said that because that describes her. and how she pictures herself. Because she's, you know, as of up to now, all she's been aiming towards is the Disney Channel crowd audience.
Right.
And that's, you know, not usually the, you know, people between the ages of like 18 and higher. So now she's trying to picture, or she's trying to get her image back to... you know, a different state where she can do whatever she wants and start swearing in songs and all that.
I hear that.
And then she can wear even less clothes.
Anybody remember Lizzie McGuire?
Yes.
Yes.
I would have to be one of my favorites. I will admit.
That was a good show. That was a good one.
It was. I loved the movie though. That was like a good one.
Yeah, that was good. Where they go to, what was it, Paris?
Rome.
Rome.
I have no idea.
Yeah, it was Rome, actually, once you said
it was?
That. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Then I saw, of course... Yeah, go ahead.
I saw the trailer, so... And I actually did see the movie. It was a while ago, but...
Jake, it's okay. You could say...
No, I did. I did.
You could say you watched it yesterday. Not a big deal.
Oh, no, I did not. No, I didn't. It was a while ago. It was more like when it came out.
I don't remember when it came out. It came years ago. I remember I was watching it once, and in Florida, I went to do a fundraising in Florida. You see, hey, I did fundraising. Does that count for a merit badge?
I don't know. Here, I'll send you the stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, and it came out in 2003, by the way.
Oh, wow. So, like, around that time, when I was in Florida, we went to visit someone and fundraise. And I was at a house, and this, who's my host, and this host has a daughter, a very young kid, who was, like, a little bit Down syndrome. So, one day we were just watching Lizzie McGuire, and the kid, like, was, like, all excited that I knew all about it. And I was, like, I'm 18 at the time. I'm, like, yeah, me and Lizzie McGuire, of course I know everything that goes on, you know?
You mean, remember this one? That was from the movie.
Oh, wow.
Remember, that's the song they performed on stage with Paolo.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Yeah, that was weird, wasn't it?
Yeah, just a little.
I was looking up the Lizzie McGuire movie and that came up.
Really?
I don't even remember that song. Okay. Another person on the TT, on the trending topic, is Mel Gibson.
Yeah, so tell me about that. I saw a little bit about it, but not much.
Actually, the 5 other minutes I was watching TV, which was on The View, they were talking about Mel Gibson. So I was like, oh, I could get involved. Supposedly he said a racist comment to his girlfriend or wife, I don't know who she was, and it was recorded and it leaked out and everybody heard it and the world's gone crazy.
So did it actually leak out, or was this staged like everything else in Hollywood?
No, well, that's what they're not sure about. But it's not surprisingly, since he does have past reputation on these things.
Right.
But that doesn't concern me. Which, funny enough, not funny actually, sad, but funny enough, Mel Gibson, which was, the comment was a bit racist, two under him, Jesse Jackson, which is Reverend Jesse Jackson. Right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you know what that's about?
No.
Wait, LeBron James moving to Miami Heat.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So yeah. Gilbert, the owner of the Cavaliers, wrote a whole letter about LeBron James, how he's disloyal and disgusting and what he did, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And he went crazy on him. So Jesse Jackson said, Gilbert, the owner of the Cavaliers, is treating LeBron as a slave. Said it's supposed to be a boss-work-employee relationship, not a master-slave relationship. And the way he's talking to him is as if he's a slave. And now the whole world is like, come on, you serious? You have nothing else to talk about? You know?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. It's pretty wild. Whatever. It's pretty wild. If you go on to the trending topics, see everyone like how stupid this whole thing is already. You know?
All trending topics just turn out really stupid, though.
Yeah, but this one you see, it's a stupid, like, the fact, whatever Reverend Jesse Jackson said, it's like people going wild. Like, why do you even have to bother to say it? You
know?
And then you have, of course, the first one is Casillas, which is the World Cup. The Spain goalkeeper who won the World Cup yesterday. Congratulations,
wow.
Spain. Congratulations.
Cool.
How great is that?
Very good, very good.
Isn't that awesome?
Is that who you were, like, rooting for to win? Hey. No comment. Yeah, yeah, we lost Jake. Jake, you better do it again. Jake didn't hear it.
What?
He got his vuvuzela.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, he got his toy.
That's my new toy. I finally got it. So I didn't go. I went to both. I had a hard time because I was the favorite for both teams. Yeah. Then we have Ulpo Poor, which is an octopus, who correctly stated that Spain would win the World Cup.
And they did.
And they did. And he is now going to be dinner for both German and
Poor Paul.
Yeah, seriously. I honestly believe he's gonna get hurt. You know,
yeah.
It's so pathetic. But listen, people believe in signs. And who's Roman Polanski?
Let's find out.
I'm looking up over here. Oh, it's okay. It's yeah. It's
Is that regarding the Facebook panic button thing?
No. He's He's a film.
So I saw it on there.
He's a film director and supposedly.
Yeah, he's a film director, producer, writer, and actor.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
What American Splendor?
What?
American.
Harvey Pecker was found dead.
Mm.
I don't know who that is, but anyway. But
I don't know either.
Okie doke.
That's
that. For today, ladies and gentlemen. And now back to my favorite topic. So, Jake, what's happening to Eagle Scouts?
You can continue to get more merit badges, I guess. There isn't really anything after an Eagle Scout.
No. So I can become king after?
Eagle Scout is like the ultimate.
So why can't I become king?
You can become the king.
Oh, no, there's no, like, king of scouts?
Oh, no.
Why not?
I don't think.
What? Bigger and better than an eagle. We're gonna create that.
You could become like the president of the organization.
No, I want to become the King Scout.
Well, you can get all the merit badges.
But I'm still going to be called Eagle. What after Eagle? What's better than Eagle?
That's
it. I don't like anything. Yeah.
That's it.
I'm going to think of something. But why? Oh, you know what? This is actually interesting. I'm sorry I'm going off topic again. But why is it called Boy Scouts? Shouldn't it be called, like, Pigeon Scouts?
What?
Or Chicken Scouts?
Chicken Scouts.
Whatever. Like,
wait,
why is it called Boy Scouts and then jump to Eagle? It should be called, like, Pigeon.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
When you're an Eagle, you're still a Boy Scout. Like, you're still a Boy Scout, just that's, like, a different rank. There's Live Star, you know, Second Class, First Class. Like, there's different ranks, but Eagle's the ultimate. Overall, you're always a Boy Scout.
I'm going to make one level after Eagle. I have to figure it out. That's me. Okay, where are we up to?
Jake, go ahead and talk about your story, the hacker plugin for Chrome.
Okay, so a hacker created a plugin that trashes Chrome security. So I'm just going to read a little bit, but basically what happened is there, I guess it's Andreas Grech. Is that how you say it?
That's how I'd pronounce it, yeah.
Okay, so it says the exploit developed by programmer Andreas Grech employs a plugin coded using jQuery to track users' log information and have it emailed to himself. He claims that he has tested the plugin and that it has been successful against Twitter, Gmail, and Facebook. So
hold on real quick.
Okay.
So to get this, do you have to go to, like, a malicious website?
I don't know. I don't think it really says. If you go to his official website, he has all the code on there. But it's been patched now, so you can't really get infected by this anymore.
Okay.
It's just they just found a loophole.
Okay, it was never exploited, though.
I don't know.
Per se. He said it was tested, but they never intentionally exploited it on people on the internet. Right? That's kind of how I'm taking this?
At least that's what I'm thinking.
Roy, you were going to say something?
Yeah, last week my Gmail got hacked into.
Really?
Yep. Seriously? Do you use Google Chrome?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
See, now you're making me paranoid. I'm going to check my previous logins and IPs to see where they're at.
Seriously, me too.
Okay, now you guys just talk fantasy words that nobody has any clue what you said. But
on Gmail, you can, if you scroll all the way to the bottom of the page, you can see every single session that is created by someone logging into your account, so you can see their IP address and see if it matches yours to see if anyone else is into your email.
How could I go so further back?
You can't. It just shows you the most current sessions.
This was a long time. This was already last week, so I have no clue. It was obviously somebody hacked in. Well, surprisingly, they only sent 2 spam mail, which ultimately shut me down out of Gmail for the day.
So you got spam, or did you really get hacked?
They sent spam with your account, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh.
So they hacked your account and spammed with your account.
Right. Oh, that happens all the time. That happens
a lot.
That's
why it kind of goes back to just secure passwords.
Yeah. Wait, is your password like 123 or password or,
do
you know,
I
one of those chop?
Like, I have that simple. Mine is obvious.
I don't know.
Mine is Eagle Scout, duh. But seriously.
So I have a person. Okay, what's I'm looking at my previous sessions, and this kind of has me, you know, a little worried now, because actually there is someone logged in to my account on an Atom feed. What's an Atom feed? Like, I know it's in like an RSS thing, but.
Let me give you the definition.
I'm glad I'm causing chaos.
I think it's Jake
because it says it's coming from California.
No.
It's probably you.
How would I be on your?
I don't know. I'm just,
the day before mine, or the same day actually, a friend of mine somebody hacked into their Gmail and used their credit card.
Ouch.
Yeah, that happened to my parents a long time ago. And that was with PayPal, actually.
Yeah.
Where they got phished for a couple thousand dollars on their PayPal.
Did they ever get back?
Yeah, they got it back immediately. They got it back right away because they contacted them. And it was, you know, it was an obvious phishing scam because they were buying stuff from all over the world on this one account.
But what were they buying officially?
I can't remember. This was many years ago. Many. This is when I was in middle school.
Wow.
Back when they had, you know, slow internet.
Oh.
Yeah, now I'm kind of paranoid because someone from California is Adam feeding my account.
It's not me.
I know it's not me. Unless it's me doing something that I don't know that I set up, but I just checked. And
do you have an IP changer? Like, do you use any of that? I don't.
Yep. Good. Yes. Thank you, Jake.
Wait, is that really?
I do use Hotspot Shield.
Okay.
Because I just traced the IP address and it came back to Anchor Free, which is Hotspot.
Okay.
Yep. Oh, we're good now. I'm not being hacked.
Yay.
Look at that.
But yeah, definitely, I mean, if you suspect your account's being hacked, you know, definitely change your password. You can report it to Google. You know, they're probably not going to do much about it except say change your password. But yeah, as we said, you can scroll all the way down to your Gmail inbox, and it'll say last account activity. It'll say your IP address, and if you click details, it'll give you a detailed summary of where and when you access your account. And you can also, it'll alert you every time there's unusual activity. If they suspect, like, if you're like me, I'm in Iowa, and I automatically, or for some reason, I start checking my Google account in Canada, you know, that's obviously suspicious. That happened to me when I was on vacation to Alaska and Canada when it came up and popped up saying why, you know, someone's in Canada. I'm like, yeah, that's me. So they're good at flagging that, but, you know, it's good to check that every once in a while to make sure you're the only one in your account.
Because I
was actually hacked once. My Gmail was hacked once for real, and they got into my account, and then they never accessed my account through the web. I have POP3 and IMAP disabled. They went and enabled IMAP, so they could remotely get my email without even logging into the web. So it was kind of harder to track because, you know, nothing on my end was different because, you know, all my messages were either read or unread, but they still downloaded every copy of whatever I had in my inbox.
Oh, how long ago was this?
That was probably a couple of years ago.
Oh.
But I still had a bunch of email. I still, you know, I did like e-commerce stuff. So, I mean, it wasn't too big of a deal, but, you know, today, I mean, I keep every single email I have. So right now in my inbox, I have 15,444 emails. I keep everything.
How do you know how many you have?
It tells you?
It tells you.
Oh, you mean by...
No, I go through and I count.
No, yeah.
How but do no, you it, have more email than I do?
Because mine, I don't delete anything.
Oh, the only email, I delete the only, a lot.
The yeah. only emails I delete are emails that contain clear text passwords that I use on websites.
That's,
so like,
yeah.
If I sign up for a website and there's a clear text password in the email, I'm like, you guys are retarded, then I delete the email.
Yeah.
My ones I delete.
I delete a lot.
It's good. I like having a record because then I can go back and say, yeah, this was what happened. This is what was said in an email. This is, you know, it's just kind of, for me, it's for backup purposes. Of just kind of, you know, holding people responsible and me, you know, accountable and stuff.
Anybody could guess what I'm doing right now?
Changing your email password?
No.
To 123?
Deleting email?
What?
Deleting email?
No.
Changing browsers?
Yes.
No.
Trying to guess my password?
Well, that I'll never guess with you and your wacky numbers.
Hey, it's not wacky. It's good.
It's secure. It's what you got to do.
It's secure.
If anybody want to know my password, I'll be more than happy. but yeah.
Oh, you mean you're the one you gave me?
That's that's the one I use for many websites. If you really want to know,
oh.
We'll put that in the show notes.
It's varieties of that, like, password. It's all very similar. If not the exact wording, but they all go around.
We won't get into sharing our passwords.
No.
Unless we want to.
No, I'm just saying, like, whatever.
Mine is I am awesome. That's my password.
By the way, just for the record, okay, it actually, this, you know what, you just brought up a topic that I read a couple months ago, and I actually am a strong believer in it. People, they call this your aspiration, affirmation, right? Like, you have to always tell yourself you're a good person, you're doing great. And we don't tell that to ourselves enough. We don't remind ourselves that we are valuable and that we have a lot to contribute. And so by all these passwords, if you make passwords that are play on words, that are affirmation, like I am awesome, or I am very cool, or I am supreme, or I'm a great runner, or marathon runner, or tech geek, or whatever it is, if you write these passwords and every day you type in that password, it's going to get to you.
That's very true.
You know, eventually you will believe, and it's a good thing. And that's why, you know, it's fine. I understand security, 123, 1700, minus 435, whatever, equal, that's your password. But if you, like, play on words, those are good ways to constantly remind you, like, how valuable you really are, and et cetera, et cetera. But that's, like, you know, that's why all my passwords are play on words, really.
That's good, because, you know, like, people, they get, like, their favorite quotes that are inspirational or something, and they paint them on their wall or put them on a sticky note on their mirror so they see it every day.
100%.
I've never thought about that in the terms of a password, because when you think about it, all the sites you log into, you said you could have a variation on, like, one main phrase.
Right.
But, yeah,
you see what I mean?
That'll start sticking. Yeah, I do, exactly.
You know one of my passwords, and that's very similar to all of them. But yeah, it's because that's what I believe in, you know? Like,
right.
If you're not going to actually do it every day and say it to yourself, then by typing it and subconsciously, you go in. Like, I have a very close friend of mine who's actually a great network marketer. He once, in his, like, weekly webinar coaching session, he once said, every day you should look in the mirror and say, would I hire me? You know, would I hire me? Very simple question. Look in the mirror and said, would you hire yourself? Are you somebody that you're willing to hire? Because if you're not, then how do you expect to make sales that day, to go out there and make, or go on the internet and try to make money, or whatever you're doing in life, you know, become a lawyer? If you're not willing to hire yourself, then why would you become something?
Why would anyone else want to hire you?
Exactly. You know, but if you actually believe it, and over time, it works. It helps. It helps a lot. Obviously, not just saying words are not enough. You actually have to do something about it. But yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Like 100%. Like, I have a friend recently. He said, like, he's telling me I have very low self-esteem. And I was like, and this friend happened to be overweight. And I was like, you know why? It had nothing to do with the overweight, but it has a lot to do with being overweight. I'm like, because you never accomplish something that shows you could do something. So I'm like, why don't you start losing the 2 pounds or 10 pounds, whatever it is? Or why don't you start walking? And automatically, your self-esteem, your confidence start building up when you see it coming together, you know? It's just like people have to constantly remind themselves that they could do whatever they want to do. Which brings me to another rant, but whatever.
Well, no, that was very good, because it's so true.
It just
takes, you know, if you want to, you know, do a change or something, it's not going to happen by you just sitting there.
100%. Let me ask you, how long are we officially online?
How long? What do you mean?
Are we on the air so far?
Well, I'm not sure on the time of the podcast length, but we've been talking for 1 hour and 7 minutes. But we had prep for a while.
Okay, so I'm gonna go on this rant. Okay, because this actually is something I was thinking about a lot the past 2 days. It bothers me as heck, and it really does bother me. And okay. You know what? It actually has somewhat to do with one of the stories. I posted a story. I saw the story yesterday from Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins, if you don't know who he is one of the greatest motivated speakers out there today. He helps so many people accomplish what they want to accomplish. And he posted a link about a man named Ron Wayne. Ron Wayne was one of the official co-founders of Apple back in the days. And within 11 days since he founded Apple with Steve Jobs and the other guy, he sold his 10% in the company for $800. Today, that money is worth $22 billion. And you know what he does today? He gambles. That's what he does. He doesn't have money. You know, he's living off Social Security. Now, again, I don't blame a guy like that because he does not know the risk. You know, he was actually thinking. You know, sometimes we all look at that guy, what an idiot. You know, you don't know if he's an idiot. You know, he thought, well, he might have made a correct decision at the time. You know, which is a side, I mean, like, people take risks. Yeah, but sometimes you can't afford the risk. You know, that's true. Like, sometimes you just cannot afford the risk.
Right.
Yeah, but that's...
It's you know, you need to prepare and be ready for whatever the future throws at you. But in reality, you need to, you know, concentrate and worry, I guess, kind of about what is happening at that moment.
Right. So for him...
Exactly.
Exactly. And for him... That moment wasn't right. He, in his gut, it didn't feel right. For
yeah.
Steve Jobs, it felt right, which he did a great job and kept with it. But I'm just saying, like, it's hard to blame a guy for leaving what could have been $22 billion because in his gut, he wasn't passionate about it. True, look at going backward, like, what an idiotic mistake. Yeah, true, whatever. But anyway, it comes back to being a person who's a leader who could step up to the plate, willing to take the risk, go out there and influence people, creating a tribe. And the reason why I'm bringing this up, because it's really been bothering me. As you all know by now, Tyler, you know, Jake, I told you actually last night, I'm very involved with this organization called Operation Jack.
Operation Jack
is a man who's running 60 marathons in the year 2010. Like yesterday, he did marathon 33. And he's raising funds and awareness for autism in honor of his son, Jack, who's severely autistic. Now, this is actually a great blog post this morning from his wife, from Sam, the guy who's running marathon. His wife wrote a great article this morning about why he's doing it and why people are voting. People always say it's a great cause. You know, this charity is a great, fantastic cause, vote, or whatever. You know what? She actually gave you an inside look why you're doing it, what's this all about. And she spoke about her struggles with her son Jack with autism, how hard it is. And I'm trying to get out there, and I'm trying to get out the votes for him. And thankfully, we are still in the top 200. And if we stay with the top 200 by the end of today, by midnight tonight, if we stay within the top 200, the organization will get $20,000, which would be fantastic. And thank you so much for everyone who voted. If you still want to vote, go online. It'll take you straight to the Facebook, on Facebook, Chase Community Giving. The link that will take you straight to it is OperationJack.org/Chase. CSASE. Tyler, please link it up if you can.
Yep, I'll link up, the direct link to the page. So,
that's
yeah.
That actually takes you straight to the page. And it takes 10 seconds to vote. So why am I bringing it up? Because yesterday, actually the past 3 days, 4 days, I've been going around and trying to rally up the votes. And it's been working, but the people I'm trying to get are actually some of the people with big followers on Twitter or some of the people I'm very close with and have a lot of friends on Facebook that have like 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people on Facebook that they're friends with. So I sent them messages. It's actually people I know. They're not like random people. They're people I know. And I told them the situation and explained to them how I need this done. And I know if they would post it on their wall, half of their friends would automatically vote. Easy. You know?
Right.
And all of a sudden, people that I spoke to yesterday or 5 minutes before, all of a sudden they won't answer. And these are people who are leaders. And you know what? In all due respect, I understand. And I said it in my message. I said, I wrote to them. I said, listen, if you could do it, fantastic. If you can't, I understand this is an uncomfortable position for you to quote unquote pitch something that will take 10 seconds to help a charity that obviously, you know, if it's not in conflict with any charities that you're going for, then go ahead and do it. If you can't, I understand. If you're not comfortable, fine. But no, all these people didn't bother to answer. And it annoyed me. I'm like, you're in a position to help somebody and you're not willing, without a reason, at least not telling me, no courtesy to explain to somebody why you're not willing to help another organization. And it's not like you're away from Facebook, because I see you on Facebook, you know? It's like, you're right there. I know you're there. But and these are people who are leaders, big leaders in the there's a famous big story. I happen to know this man. I won't mention his name. But this man was very powerful in the community. And he was very involved. He's very involved with different charities. He raised money. And one day, a man came over to this person, this leader, and told him, sir, I need help raising funds for so-and-so. This important cause and whatever. And this leader looked at him, and he's like, give me a second. And he took out his Rolodex and started going through all the names of people he knew in the Rolodex that would help him. And he couldn't find anybody. And he started crying. I know the stories for a fact. He started crying. And the man is like, why are you crying? He's like, because yesterday I went through this Rolodex and I had to ask all these people for money already for different things. And it hurts me that I cannot help you today because it's hard for me to go back to these people 2 days in a row. But you know what? That's understandable. He gave a reason, and it bothered him that he couldn't go ahead and reach out for people and help people. You know, it bothered him. He started crying. This person passed away already. But at his funeral, the person who said over the story was the person who wanted to ask money to help him. So all these leaders, quote-unquote leaders, actually, I'm going to say, all these quote-unquote leaders, all due respect, I understand if you don't want to help. I'm not even talking about Operation Jack. I'm talking about anything. You know, I'm sure they get a lot of people asking requests, but if you would answer back courtesy and tell people, no, you can't, whatever reason, or you didn't feel bad that you can't help somebody, fine. I understand, but to completely ignore it and not be willing to take out, you have just an influence on your friends and your followers, and it's obvious you do, because any status you write, you get hundreds of comments within a minute. So obviously you have a power, you're creating a powerful tribe. What are you creating this tribe for? For yourself, so you can sit on a throne? That's what you're creating a tribe for? A point of a tribe is to create a movement. What's a movement? To move things around. Who are they moving? You? You're the king? All hell, they're going to carry you on your shoulder? Because I promise you, Mr. Leader, within a couple of years, you will go down and somebody else will come and take you over. And that's the point of a leader. A leader is going out there and going to do something good for the community. Do something good for the world. Not just benefit completely. Yes, we talk about monetize. We're talking about creating a community on a blog, if whatever initiative, create a community and monetize it. Yes, at the same time, you do something good. Chris Brogan, the author of Trust Agent, co-author with Trust Agent, a big social media guy, he, once a month, he promotes a charity. Why? Because he understands he has the power to do something good and create something powerful. But when the whole thing with Haiti happened, look how many people jumped and helped. Great. But what happened if something not just as big as Haiti? Of course, phenomenal what the whole, our whole country did to help out Haiti. But what happens to something small in your community and that you, that doesn't take anything out of you? We're not requesting, but just like a simple awareness. Are you willing to step up to the plate and win? Now, let me bring it back to me. There are many times in my small history as I don't want to say tribe leader, but whatever, my community of people that I know I have influence on, my time with them, I like, the only time people ask requests out of me, like, I know I can't do. And I felt bad about it. And I told them I can't do it. But I didn't ignore them. But there were many times I was able to promote whatever they were asking for. Because sometimes just the day before you did something that's very hard to promote the next day. Because it's like you're pushing too much. And that's understandable. But when you're not doing anything and you having your power to influence people who are good, then you should go out there and do it. Because I promise you, leader, your tribe will turn you around. Because if your tribe is getting bored and don't see anything good happening, they will leave and create their own tribe. And that is what I have to say.
I really can't think of anything to add to that. I mean, that was a true Roy rant.
Yeah, it was.
And that was really good.
I'm all sweated up. You don't see it now. I'm really sweated up. And I'm burning. I'm not burning out of anger. I'm burning out of annoyance. What's the point of having power if you're not going to use it well?
Or, you know, use it for good.
Even if you want to use it for bad, but use it.
For bad?
Even if you want to use it, but use it. My point is, like, you're in a position to do something with it, then do it. It might be uncomfortable, but you know what? Being a leader is uncomfortable. What's the point of having all these people if you're not going to do it? You know? Then be quiet and sit on the side. Don't step up and fool people. If you're not creating anything, you know? Oh, man, whatever. It's not supposed to be comfortable. It's supposed to be hard to be a leader. People are going to whine, and you might piss off a few people by posting whatever you want to post. And you know what? If you're not pissing off people, you're not doing something right. That's what I have to say. I can still go on, but you don't want me to go on. But yeah. I'm all sweated up. You have no clue.
I still don't know what to add to that because I think you covered everything.
I'm all sweated up.
Everything.
You know what? And I truly love to be. And these friends of mine, I still respect them. What they're doing is phenomenal, especially with the community and helping people monetizing things. And I'm not even talking about Operation Jack, but I'm just like, I'm watching them, and I see they're not doing anything good. Like, separate yourself. It's not all business. Do something to help the world for good, you know? Whatever. Now, whatever. I'm done. Now I'm really, I think I'm done.
Yeah.
You know?
That was good. That's still all I gotta say. That was good.
Whatever.
Creating
leaders. That's what, you know what? Create a leader. Make them do something good. You know? There was something, I don't know what the Boy Scouts do. I all respect what the Boy Scouts, the Eagle. I happen to hold very highly of what they're doing because they are teaching people to become leaders and a lot of it has to do with helping people or learning safety, whatever they, that's phenomenal. 100%. You know, but like, I don't know if there is a badge for this or not, but if there's a badge, what I would create is somebody showing leadership position in influencing people to do something big, you know, doing something for others, for goodness of that has nothing to do with anything. That's what I would, I mean, whatever. That's me. That's my whole rant for that. But yeah. I mean, I was really thinking about it the past few days. It really bothered me. Kept me up at night the past few nights also. Because, like, if people are in a position to do something, they should do it. Now, obviously, they can't pitch every single thing that comes their way. I'm not even asking them to. But show me that you're going to do something. That's the point of a tribe. The point of a tribe is to create a movement. To shake things up. To move things around. You know? to show people things could be done, whatever it is. Whatever movement you're going to do, but do it. And it's not all about you. People don't really care about you. In a good way, I'm saying. People don't really care about you in a good way, whatever that means.
What does that mean?
You know, like, I'll give you an example. A friend of mine, like 3-4 weeks ago, he, by accident, he ran into a gate. And he got a little cut up on his face. And it looked like Scarface in a way. And it was like, if you know me, I start laughing at these things. Because as long as it's not serious, of course. You know, I started laughing. And he's like, whatever, it was all blooded up. And whatever, we're at a public event. And he's like, oh, people are going to start looking at me. And like, I'm like, I told him, dude, nobody cares as much as you think they care. I'm like, No, people might be concerned, yeah, maybe, but nobody cares how you look, I promise you, you know?
It's true.
100% true, you know? So if you're not doing something for others, I was like, whatever. I mean, whatever. People do care, don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to put down people. That's the opposite. People actually do care, because if we don't care, we wouldn't be doing so many damn good things in this world, and we are doing great things in this world. But there's so many more people who are in a position to do something. Boom, they're not doing this. Then do me a favor, step out of position and let somebody else do it. That's my request. If you're going to do something, then do it. If you're not, then step away and let somebody else take it over. You know?
I finally have a response.
Yeah.
I really hope the recording works.
Oh, yeah.
But no, back to your thing. I still can't come up with a response.
Nah,
because I mean, like usual, you covered everything on every side of that. Yeah. Literally.
Yeah, 130%.
I'm gonna digest this. This is gonna be one of the times where I actually go back and listen to the podcast. But I'm gonna go back and listen to it, and specifically that part, and I'm gonna come up with something else to add on Wednesday for sure.
Well, yeah, whatever.
I mean, it's you cover everything. It's great, but I wish I had a better response than I hope the recording works.
Oh man, whatever. Recording doesn't work. At least I got it off my chest.
Jake didn't know this, but we ran into a recording problem one of the other times where Roy had a really good discussion and Jake, I told you I use Pamela now.
Oh, yeah.
I hung up Skype, but Pamela wouldn't hang up the call, so it was still recording, and I couldn't get it to end the f***ing call. So I had, like, a bunch of support tickets into their place, and I'm like, dude, we have, like, an hour and a half of podcast. We can't let this go. And finally, I just, like, whatever. I'll just force quit the program. So I did, and the recording stayed, so that was good.
That's good.
But anyway, technical side of things are quite fun. But is there anything else? We've been going for about an hour and 15, 20 minutes. Is there anything else you guys want to add?
Did you get the mayor badge list ever?
Yeah, I'm going to check it out. I'm definitely going to check it out. Oh, okay. Just another thing. I do want to add something.
Okay.
Tomorrow I'm going to be on a podcast. I'm being interviewed. I am being interviewed on the Kathleen Show. At 11 a.m. Eastern Time. I know it's quite early for you guys, but,
I was up early today.
Oh, really?
I had a dentist appointment.
Ooh, how did
I heard about that.
So, yeah, I was up early. So, here's the weird thing. How many wisdom teeth do most people have? Four, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah?
I have one.
Oh.
Well, you have one growing.
No, just one.
I'm not even sure what that means.
Meaning, when I go get my wisdom teeth taken out, I only have one taken out, and there's no more coming in.
Oh.
Apparently. They x-rayed my head.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was fun this morning.
Anyway. Oh, wow, that's... So I'm going to be on the Kathleen Show tomorrow. The Kathleen Show, if anybody doesn't know, happens to be a great, great podcast, blog. He had great interviews with so many great people there. And tomorrow I'm going to have a interview in there. I don't even know when. I mean, it says, according to the email I got, it's 11 a.m. But I know she goes at 12 p.m. Central Standard Time. So I'm not sure how this works.
Is it pre-recorded?
I'm not sure. I wonder if it is pre-recorded, and then they post it up an hour later for everyone, which is possible. I have no clue. But I'm
so what we'll do, though, is either way, whenever it's out, we'll link to it on our website.
Yeah, we'll
post it. We'll get that on there.
For sure.
So,
I'm actually pretty excited about this interview. We're talking.
Definitely. Have fun.
Yeah, we're talking about running.
Good.
Something I'm very passionate about.
I just got into running.
I smiled last night when I saw it. I was like, look at that.
And then you saw the post where I said it's starting to become more of a thing I want to do more than I need to do.
100%. I did.
Yeah. I like it now.
You could definitely tap into the running community that I'm with over there.
Definitely.
You know, here's a great website. If anybody doesn't know this, who's a runner, thedailymile.com. It gives you a chance to. I want to make sure it's the right Daily Mile. Yeah,
it's right.
Yeah.
It's like a online login where people communicate and interact, and the people post their workout, which is great. Great for self purpose. Like at the end of a week, at the end of a month, you know how much you did or whatever. But it's also a great community there, which I like a lot. But yeah.
So I have this is kind of really off the topic. But I just have a question. How do you track, like, cause you just run on like streets and stuff, right? Sidewalks?
Right.
Outside. So do you track your mile? Do you like track your miles, or do you just go run for a couple of like hours, or do you know how far you go?
Well, it depends on the type of running I want to do that day. I usually know how many miles I do cover. You see, I just sent you another link called MapMyRun.com. MapMyRun.com basically allows you don't even have to sign up for that. You don't have to sign up. You type in the zip code, and it either tells you routes to other people taking your area, or you can make up your own route, and you can see how many miles you ran. You know. Another way to do it, but this actually requires equipment and quite an expensive piece, is to get a Garmin watch. And it's a GPS watch that, as you're running, it tells you how fast you're running and how many miles you're covering, which is a pretty cool instrument, but it's quite expensive.
Right.
I honestly never wanted it. I just recently got it 2 weeks ago, only because I'm taking my running to the next level. And people really push me to get it, but for beginning, I say just to enjoy the beauty of the run and forget about anything else. You know, forget about timing, forget about miles, just go out and come back.
Exactly.
And then as you get more serious, if you want to do a real 5K or 10K, whatever. You know?
Yeah, very cool.
Yep.
But that's it. That's what I have to say. Wow, you have no idea how calm I am now after... I really got worked up over there. Whew. I really did get worked up on that topic because it really annoyed me yesterday. Oh, man. But, yeah.
All right. Well, I think that's going to do it for today's show. As always, you can give us a call at 443-494-9797. What?
No, I was just laughing. I'm like, that's going to do it, you know? It's like, what a way to end.
We've been going for a while.
I know.
I mean, it's been good. It's been great to have Jake back. Yeah. Hopefully he'll be on every episode for the next coming while. But I mean, we understand the scout stuff, and you know that sparked Rory's interest, and we'll definitely be tracking that, his scout progress.
And you're going to become the king, right? Of scouts.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'm gonna get him a crown.
I'm so becoming king of scouts. I'm gonna have to. Think of something bigger and better than eagle. What better bird? I'm gonna Google that up. Yeah, okay.
Better bird than the eagle. All right. As we're doing that, As always, you can find us at stirthenation.com, and then we'll post show notes there so you can see all the links to all of our stuff. And remember to vote for Operation Jack. That'll be on the show notes as well. So that's going to do it for today's episode. We'll be back again on Wednesday. Have a wonderful Monday, Tuesday/early Wednesday, and we'll talk to you later.